Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hopefully, I get an opportunity to go lots of ham.
That hit a giant!
No.
I don't know what the hell they're doing here.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Touchdown, Michael Irvin!
Prepare yourselves.
Move over, sweetness! Make a place for Emmett!
For Sham goes ham.
To the 10, 5, walk the dog! Touchdown, Barry!
Welcome in to another edition of Sham Goes Ham. I don't know if you guys real quick want to thank Zach Wolchuk or if I should do that.
Thanks, Zach.
He pulls all the audio and everything.
Who is that?
Zach Wolchuk.
He's
So, guys, this is before the game. We're at the coin toss, and Brad Sham has already had it with Dak.
Let's listen to Carl Cheffers.
Today's toss. The NFL logo is heads. The other side is tails. Dallas gets to call the toss.
Tails.
They have called tails. It is heads. Indianapolis has won the toss and elected to defer their choice to the second half.
Dak Prescott, you still just stink at that coin call.
We got to get a new coin tosser in there.
Yeah, so the Cowboys will have the ball first.
I like the idea of being good at that. But
well, the Cowboys started the game off nicely, drove down the field to start the game, and it was Mayerwich time.
At the 38-yard line, this is 48 yards on the left hash, a Century 21 Judge Fight field goal try for the first points. 48, first possession of the game. The kick's blocked. Rolling around at the 45 of Dallas.
I got real nervous when I heard how loud the crowd got when that happened, too.
Yeah.
And not only was the ball squirting around and they ran it back for a touchdown and they had to review it and stuff. It was a good slow start to the game. But I was going, man, that place is rocking today.
That was the first 4 minutes or 5 minutes of the game, which my daughter watched it with me before she left. And she goes, they're showing the crowd and then they showed the celebration in the end zone. And she goes, I think people would like to see what actually happened in the game. She went full Musburger on me. It was awesome.
Yeah. So the block, the dog pile. And then why would you think at any point you could take a ball out of a dog pile and just run?
Home teams should always do stuff like that, though.
Create
chaos that gets the crowd going nuts.
Yeah. It's like, dude, there was 18 people touching each other, I mean, for the most part. I mean, it's a dog pile of multiple guys from both teams.
I think, though, it's kind of one of those things where think about how many times you've seen a guy just drop a pass and the play is dead, and then 4 seconds later a guy runs in, grabs the ball, and just runs with it because it's like, a ball, you know, and they run off and – go chase that thing down.
Well, the Colts responded to the blocked field goal with a touchdown of their own, and spoiler alert, that would be enough points for them to win the game if they never scored again because the Cowboys wouldn't score. But here's Brad and Babe making a weird, I don't know if it's a Colwell and Son or a Stanford and Son. I don't know. Help me out here.
So you can tell me right now if it's 4th and 1 at the 22, what are you going to do?
I'm going to tell you it's a first down.
It's a first down.
So it takes all the pressure off of me.
You do not have to make a decision.
Woo! It's a big one, Elizabeth.
I'm coming.
No, man. I'm coming. That was for all the Sanford and Son fans out there.
And those of you who never heard of Sanford and Son, Google it.
Red Fox.
What?
Is that funny that he immediately went into explaining the joke?
I've gone into an area that dates me horribly.
Shippy goes, or Stanford and Son, or is it Colwell and Son? I don't know.
Hey, stay sharp, gentlemen.
God, they have some nice pants over
there. They do.
Wow. I need some pants.
Fit my crotch.
Some fun pants. What? All right, guys, speaking of being confused, here's a Babe confusing Brad with a Mrs. Price reference.
And there's an injured Colts defender. That is Quincy Wilson, nickel corner, who is writhing on the field in pain.
Quincy! Couldn't help myself.
Clearly, Dallas Cowboys
shout out to Mrs. Price there. Huh?
We'll continue in a moment.
Oh, my God. That wasn't even a good example of what she sounds like.
I'm sorry, can I please hear that again? That sounds like a Quincy trumpet.
Yeah.
What is that?
That is so horrible. And halftime, once the Cowboys gave up in the third quarter, Brad and Babe were like, you know what? Let's have a drink.
What do they do?
I love that.
Like, I know what they do when it's like Thanksgiving and they have some country artists come perform out there, right?
Yeah.
Like, but what do they do for a normal game at halftime? I mean, does the lady come out there on the cycle?
Oh, Red Panda?
Does Red Panda come out there on the unicycle, throw bowls on her head in the middle?
It's the Grambling Band. I have no idea what they do.
Yeah. Sometimes they'll bring all the mascots around the league and let them play a little 7-on-7 game.
Yeah.
They should just open up some bars down there and let people wander onto the field and get drunk.
Let's now move on to the fourth quarter here as the Cowboys are down 20-0. And you guys have referenced this a few different times about the merchandise that the Hot Boys have made themselves. Well, Brad was kind of sick of it at this point.
It's not like they've missed a bunch of tackles.
They've been dominated on the line of scrimmage. Now, they have missed some tackles.
Most of those in the secondary. Right. Yeah, that one sticks out, but for the most part, it's just been big holes.
First and 10 at the 36. Why not run back again? Yeah, right up the middle. Right up the middle. Maybe a little less time on merchandising and a little more time on focusing on winning the point of attack.
This is probably my favorite Sham Goes Ham ever. This is incredible. This is just like two bros just watching a game.
All right,
is this like when you're calling a game that's completely out of control and you guys just start talking about whatever?
I wish it was this good. This sounds to me like they're doing Mystery Science Theater 3000. This is amazing.
Well, guys, things didn't end well for the Dallas Cowboys, and here is Brad's very quick summary of the game.
The Colts are going to take a knee, and the Cowboys are out of timeouts, and that's what we're going to have for the rest of the way. I would say that the Cowboys did not lay an egg today. They laid an omelet.
Wow. That was a really good Sham Goes Ham. That was very satisfying.
I was sitting there going, okay, we're probably not going to have one today because the highlights weren't good.
Yeah.
And sure enough, we did. Thank you, Zach Wolchek.
Quit thanking him. But because Sham is a legend.
Zach, if you're listening, man, thank you, bro.
Shut up. Quit thanking him.
I hope he gets fired at this point.
I'm going to set out to make sure that he gets fired.
Let's hold him down.
Brad Sham is such a legend. It's like he's got the equivalent of FU money.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's like he's Full got Galloway. FU stature.
Yeah.
So he can do whatever he wants.
Yes.
If the game starts going bad, he can just start doing impressions, a puppet show. He can do whatever the hell he wants. I love it that he gets as furious as fans do.
Boy, and Babe went all in, too.
Hey,
fantastic broadcast, gentlemen. I think you guys did some of your finest work based on that Sham Goes Ham.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.